Okay, if the wind is very gentle and it's getting faster, you know, harder, what would you call that?
Oh, I'd call it a nice breeze.
Okay, and if it's been real strong and then it's letting up,
calm.
What
it's
would you say?
It's calming down.
Alrighty. How about like if you go out in the morning in the fall and it's not real cold, but it just feels nice and
damp.
Okay. Like if you just felt a little bit of the cold.
I'd get a sweater on. Because it would be. maybe it might be too damp. And you'd need a coat.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And how about like if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say last night we had a
frost.
And it was so cold last night, the lake
froze.
Okay. And if it gets much colder tonight, the pond will
probably freeze again.
Alrighty. Let's see. It had what before I got there? You know, if you were talking about the lake and you were going to maybe go get your boat off the lake or something, you'd say, oh, I got there too late. The lake had already
frozen and the boat was out in the middle of the ice.
Okay. That'd be cute. Would the boat crack or anything if it was in that situation?
No, it would just sit there and the ice would freeze around it and hold it in one place.
Oh, because I was thinking maybe the ice would push against it so much.
No.
Okay. Well, what do you call the room where we just were, where the cradle is?
Well, the living room.
Okay. And how big would you say this room is?
This room is about a 10 by 12.
Okay. How many, let's see, how many feet would be right there?
Oh, that's approximately 12 feet.
Alrighty. And let's see. Can you name all, well, I know you can. How about naming all the rooms of the house for me?
Well, I have a couple of bedrooms, a living room, a dining room, a kitchen, and a bath, maybe a front porch and a back porch.
Alrighty. Let's see. How about, you grew up right next door, didn't
right,
you?
Right.
Alrighty. Did you call that a living room? You've always called it a living room and everything?
That house is six rooms upstairs. It has a large living room. It has two bedrooms, one bedroom, a master bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And then it has a dining room, kitchen, and we have a front porch and back porch to that house. And it also has a large place downstairs in the basement where you might store your articles that you want to store away, or you can have a game room down there if you wish.
Yeah, that's where they play poker that night. Oh, well, how about, what's the thing by the fireplace that goes up?
That fireplace in that house is kind of sentimental to me because in the basement there, you see there's an open fireplace, and I did all the rock work around that chimney.
Oh, brother.
At my spare time when I felt like piddling.
You must have piddled a long time.
I have.
To do that. Well, what do you call the part in front of like a fireplace?
That's a hearth.
Okay. And how about like in the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood across?
Those are known to me as fire dogs.
Okay. Let's see, and how about the part of above the fireplace?
That is the mantle, and sometimes over the mantle, people have different ideas about what they're going to use over the mantle. They might have a beautiful picture up there, or they might have a mirror the length of the mantle.